First of all, I want to call to your attention to the fact that next weekend we will have our annual missionary cooperative appeal. So please be prepared to respond generously to that appeal. That'll be next weekend. A fellow called his doctor and said, "Doctor, my wife thinks she's a telephone." And the doctor said, "Have you tried to talk to her about this? He said, "I've tried, but the line's always busy." Now, both the husband and wife were a little bit crazy. And we see in the gospel that some of Jesus' relatives, not his mother, said he's out of his mind. Well, insanity is very much a malady of our time. People think that what isn't real is real. People think that they are things that they are not. Jesus is not insane, however. He is who he says he is, and he calls us to be who he tells us we are. Beloved brothers and sisters to him and to our brothers and sisters, beloved children of the Father, and we need to understand that and to live in accord with that by his grace. Now, this weekend, we have another opportunity to support Catholic Charities here in the diocese. This is the follow-up to our February weekend where we shared the impact of the important work we are doing through the appeal. All donations to this follow-up appeal will be invested in our substance abuse treatment programs and facilities. Addictions to drugs and alcohol has continued to be a problem in our society. With your donation, you may be giving somebody a chance they need to lead them for recovery. All donations to this second appeal will go towards a three-legged strategy program put together by Catholic Charities to ease the suffering and cure those struggling with addiction. Ohio remains among the national leaders in drug overdose deaths. This has continued since the last NPU appeal in 2018. This terrible affliction is not something we can solve overnight. But with a strong prevention and an education plan, expansion of access to services in the 8 counties, and a focus on addiction outpatient counseling, it's a noble cause to support. We hope these three approaches can save those among us looking to be transformed by God's love. Today, I'm asking you to provide transformation to some of our very troubled brothers and sisters in need. If you've already given, please consider giving again to support those needed programs throughout the diocese. Now, in your pews, there are pledge envelopes and pencils. And if you have not already responded, please take an envelope and a pencil and fill it out. Open the flap and remove the pencil and please print your first name, last name, and if married, your spouse's name on the top line. Then your street address and indicate if it's a new address. Please print your telephone number indicating whether it's a cell phone or a landline and add your email address. Please print our parish name and city. And if you're from another parish here in the diocese, put that parish name and city down there and they will be credited with this. If you don't want to give to the appeal today, check that box now. Now, and of course, this script that I have basically has a pause after each of these things. You can figure it out, you know, name, address, phone number, things like that. You know those things. Then turn to the right side of the envelope and indicate your pledge amount if you're going to give, knowing that you can make your payments in equal installments through the end of this year. If you wish to contribute an amount other than those indicated, please check that other box and indicate the full amount of your pledge, and then indicate the total amount that you pledged in the first box. In the second box, indicate the amount that you wish to enclose today if you want to do so. You don't have to provide a down payment unless you wish to do so. You will receive monthly reminder statements until your pledge is paid in full. If you wish to go to use your credit card, go to that section at the bottom left of the pledge form and indicate if you want your total pledge amount to be charged as single payment or if you want Catholic Charities to set up equal automatic monthly payments. Then complete the additional card information, make sure the expiration date and the security code. Don't forget to sign your name. Then, once you've done all that, put the pencil back at the end of the pew, tear off the pledge form, put it in the envelope, and your check if you've got one there. Seal the envelope and place it within the basket when it comes. On behalf of Bishop Olesek and myself, but most of all, on behalf of those who will benefit from the treatment they receive from a substance use disorder, thank you for your gift to the Holy Catholic Charities 2024 appeal, because that gift is also a gift to the Lord himself. What you do for my least of my brothers, you do for me.